This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. prosecutors have charged a university researcher in the western state of California with visa fraud, and they say the Chinese consulate is harboring her. Prosecutors say Tang Wan hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. According to court papers, Tang claimed on her visa application that she had no ties with the People's Liberation Army. However, FBI agents later found photos of Tang in a Chinese military uniform in a search of her home, as well as information that she had worked as a researcher at China's Air Force Military Medical University. The court filing says Tang denied the allegations when she was interviewed by FBI agents June 20th, after which she sought refuge in the San Francisco consulate. Prosecutors claim that about Tang Wan was first reported by the news website Axios Wednesday, hours after the U.S. State Department ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, to shut down. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the consulate was the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of U.S. intellectual property. As the United States pushes China to close its consulate in Houston over accusations of espionage, there continues to be a campaign to get other countries to turn their backs on China. Secretary of State Pompeo is urging India via the online U.S.-India Business Council Summit to focus on domestic supply chains and reduce its dependence on China for telecommunications and medical supplies. The U.S. administration has squarely blamed China for the coronavirus pandemic and accused Chinese firms like Huawei Technologies of cyber spying and more. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 45 people are dead in Afghanistan, including civilians, after Afghan government airstrikes Wednesday against Taliban fighters. The attacks drawing condemnation from the U.S. envoy trying to start peace talks involving all sides. Afghanistan's acting defense minister said the government would soon share evidence that the airstrike in Herat province that locals say targeted a wedding party actually killed Taliban militants. Asadullah Khalid told a gathering in Kabul Thursday that he hoped an investigation would prove that no civilians were harmed in the strike. The defense ministry had promised an investigation after residents claimed at least 8 civilians were killed and dozens wounded, including children, in the Afghan Air Force strike. Data just released by the U.S. Labor Department show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week for the first time in months. 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. The information evidence of the deepening economic pain the coronavirus outbreak is causing to the American economy. The Labor Department said Thursday that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits. A mandatory face mask order officially took effect Thursday in Australia's second largest city, Melbourne. Melbourne has become the epicenter of the country's rising number of novel coronavirus cases. Anyone over the age of 12 caught in public without any kind of face mask or covering could be fined up to $143. Premier David Andrews of Victoria State said the face mask mandate was imposed due to the increase of confirmed COVID-19 infections and a refusal by residents who tested positive for the virus to isolate themselves. Victoria State posted a single-day record of 484 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. Tokyo's governor, Yuriko Koike, said the city confirmed a new single-day high of 366 COVID-19 cases on Thursday, Tokyo surpassing 300 for the first time as Japan begins a four-day weekend. At a news briefing, Koike said the city conducted a record 4,900 tests this week, which she said accounts for some of the increase. Tokyo's new record comes after Japan saw a single-day record of 795 new coronavirus infections nationwide Wednesday. The European Union has granted Honduras $93 million in aid to help the impoverished Central American nation's health system cope with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.